Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Trippin' Roots and Brother Smith, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I'll be catching my breath, wiping the sweat away if the good Lord is willing and the creek don't ride. If the good Lord's willing and the creek don't ride. Oh, Lord, if the creek don't ride. Climb as high as you can. You can see across the land. Venture out into the great wide, hoping just to try for a while. Things are looking up, I'd say, as I did my wishing yesterday. And it's still sunny in Kentucky. October breeze, the porch screen is all I need. And I searched for something on my own. I thought I'd run away from home. But I find that the line between evil and divine is hard to see sometimes. One day, someday I'll fall, stumble away back in, so it all feels new again. And all this wanting, pleading, begging, bleeding, playing bloody knuckles with the wall can only last so long as one day. Someday I'll fall. I'll take the chances that I can, but they've got the best of better men. I'll spin my tires in the mire just for now until they hit solid ground. The less gets done, the more I try, but it seems sweet in by and by. Troll rolling, running circles round the room. I'll tire so soon. And one day, someday I'll fall, stumble away back in, so it all feels new again. And all this wanting, pleading, begging, bleeding, playing bloody knuckles with the wall can only last so long. Someday I'll fall. I'll spend my time just picking on a string and waiting for a stop sign to turn green. And if I wait too long, I might lose everything. Just long enough to wake up to a dream. Thank you. someday I'll fall, stumble way back in so it all feels new again. And all this wanting, pleading, begging, bleeding, playing bloody knuckles with the wall can only last so long, 'cause one day, oh, now one day, someday I'll fall, stumble way back in so it all feels new again. And all this wanting, pleading, begging, bleeding, playing bloody knuckles with the wall can only last so long.
Give it up for Mr. Clint McCallum on the box. Aaron Smith on the kitchen sink.
Wes Smith on the acoustic.
Before you played violin and mandolin, did you and Wes play music together?
Yeah, for a good long while. We'd started out just when he's let me start playing with him. We're doing the duo thing. And
hold on, I didn't let him. Listen, no.
You mean he was forced on you?
Well, yes, kind of, in a way. No, not that. Well, just because he was born in the same house. But no, mom and daddy wasn't old enough to play at in the bar yet. So he had to reach a certain age, and then it was like, okay, he's...
Were you all actually doing musical things together that early on?
Yeah.
We had the little bluegrass album with five or six songs that our grandma liked. We made back when, I think Aaron was...
9 or 10.
Yeah.
It's just out there.
Two acoustic guitars and...
Is that out for anybody to listen to?
If you go to Audubon, you can probably pick up a copy there.
Parker's
Grandma's
Kentucky,
got it in the CD player still.
Brush fire on a gasoline tank. Start off smaller than you think. The wind blew twice as high. Farm me nearly every day. Try to best push me away. We went back and forth there quite a bit. Aria, save me, 'cause I've been failing lately, and I got nowhere else to turn. You can put it all on me. A stubborn mess and ornery, wishing bridges didn't burn. I got no
sing all the time, so she loves music. She would sing when she was happy, when she was mad, when she was anything in between. So she just loved having music on and in the house.
What kind of music was she listening to?
Anything that was on, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah?
She's big into Methodist hymns, because that's what we kind of grew up listening to, and loved blues, loved bluegrass. She just liked anything. She liked people coming over and playing, and all her kids played and sang, too. So she got it, and they were all in band. And
where were you guys when you were growing up, when you were little?
Grew up in Park Hills, Kentucky, which is right next to Covington.
Oh, okay. All right.
Kill all weeds before they grow up into trees, because they're barking by getting big enough to bring us to our knees. Well, and all the strength that you can muster, Buster, just won't be enough, because they're ready for some heaviness to creep and crawl under.
Well, twist and wind, they turn to vines and swallow up my own. I grab an axe and swing at everything green until it's gone. No, I'm gonna chop, but don't stop, it's my splitting melody. For an Axeman song, don't drag along till no weeds he can see. Yeah. Oh.
Bands Trippin' Roots and Brother Smith for being with us this evening. Wasn't it fantastic, everyone?
Woo.
Thanks to our volunteers with their help with our production each and every week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Amanda Haynes, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve this great Kentucky and regional music and share it with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Next week, we are very excited to say that Red Barn Radio presents another night of great music with Sean Whiting. Yeah, that'll be fantastic. Sean was born in the mountains of West Virginia and raised in the hills of Eastern Kentucky. He is a singer-songwriter saturated with the influence of the South, but with the feeling and the soul of the blues. Be here to welcome Sean Whiting next week here on the Red Barn stage. Who would like to hear an encore with Trippin' Roots and Brother Smith?
They're upon taking duty. Keep on trying to tear me. All you want to do is use me. With my answer, oh, all they use, mister. I said I want to spare the news. If it feels this girl getting used, oh, you just keep on using me, yeah. Oh, until you use me. Well, my brother, oh, well, said, all right, I'm gonna send me and he talked to me. Told me that I'm not let you walk all over me. And I'm sure that I mean well. Oh no no. When I talk with girl, well I say, brother, if you only knew, you would wish you were in my shoes. Yeah. Oh, you just keep on using me. Cheers me. Sometimes it's true, you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high class people, then you walk all over me. Got me like baby, 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 baby. Tell your love, I just can't get enough. Ooh. I said I wanna spread the news that if it feels this good getting used. Oh, you just keep on using me. Don't you use me? Oh.
Dan and Andrew, Trippin' Roots, Wes, Flynn and Aaron, Brother Smith, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at lookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.